Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Buzz Binging. My name is Natalie.
And I'm Christy, her mom.
And we're going to be covering Game of Thrones, Season 4, Episode 5, First His Name, and Season 4, Episode 6, The Laws of Gods and Men.
And we have some additional disclaimers on top of our usual ones. These would include that we've got a little extra background noise occasionally. We are home. It's holiday time. People are here. You may hear sounds. That's kind of the way it goes. We are going to have cursing because that happens. There will be spoilers because that happens too. And we're having things to drink. What are we having to drink?
Mulled wine again.
This one comes out of the Feast of Ice and Fire cookbook that I have. We had done the medieval version before. We did this more modern version today, Southron mulled wine, which I think, do you like it better?
It's less sweet. I kind of like that, but it's still a bit grainy.
Yeah, I mean, it calls for an orange, whole cloves, two bottles of red wine, so we got a lot. Orange juice, cinnamon, ground cinnamon, cinnamon sticks, ground nutmeg, fresh ginger, honey, sugar, lemon juice. I did not put in the brandy or cognac because I didn't. Because I figured we had enough alcohol going on here. It is, I think, more of a modern flavor profile. I do agree that the graininess is not spectacular. And the next time we do mulled wine, we are going back to our
usual recipe.
Hot sangria.
Hot sangria little grittiness, if at all.
That's right.
But because this has a lot of like loose stuff. And less
called spices,
concentrated stuff, mm-hmm. and also very and like fresh fruit and all that stuff that releases a lot of grittiness into the actual drink.
Some of us have texture issues.
Yeah, because I don't like tasting grittiness when I'm drinking.
We went straight up drinking, damn it.
Yeah, like, it should just be liquid. Why are there solids in there?
You know, this sounds like a whole Try Guys episode. But
that's a random tangent.
Oh, no, I think about that creepy shot thing, like the worst drinks ever. Thing
oh,
that
I
did
love
that. Had like mayonnaise or something. It was creepy.
No, it was a base and an acid having like, it doesn't matter.
It had weird mouth feel.
It congealed in their mouth to make like cottage cheese kind
which
of
sounds
texture.
Gross to me.
It is gross, and I don't want that in my drink.
Yeah, but it's worse than this. So
anyway, do you want to get into
the sections? Yes.
Season 4, Episode 5, First of His Name. The sections are King's Landing, Beyond the Wall, The Vale, Marine, Road, and Other Road.
Road and Other Road are both pretty short, as I recall.
Yeah, let's do Road first.
Arya and Hound Road. Yes. For those of you who are keeping up.
Arya's list is getting long, and the Hound is still like on the list. And then we go over to like the next morning when Arya is practicing her water dancing next to a waterfall for symmetry. I don't know. She does a one-handed cartwheel, which
that's
we all know everyone needs to know how to do to be in battle.
Well,
it reminded me so much of Barbie and the Three Musketeers when they just do aerials all over the place and they're like, I'm fighting. I'm like, someone can fucking shank you in the middle of that and it will not be effective at all.
Hey, now I actually was thinking of something that is a far better movie.
Three Musketeers.
No, it's Princess Bride.
Oh, that's so true.
Wesley and
Inigo Montoya are doing their flips. Yeah, but they have counted for that. They were prepared for both of them to start doing
but
aerial
yeah, you
stuff.
Do a flip. You throw your sword up in the air and do a flip. Grab your
yeah,
sword,
but again, like one set a precedent. The other one was prepared to take it. For this one, it's like, why are you doing a fucking one-handed cartwheel? We're still battling right now. I'll just cut your legs off. Like I don't understand why that is a
it's
good battle.
Just a flesh wound.
Anyway.
Well, and actually that's the Hound's point. He's like, you who taught you that shite? I love his Irish accent. The actor is Irish and he is fabulous. And so
he makes
like,
fun
who taught
of
you that shite.
He makes fun of Cirio Farrell, who was her water dancing teacher back in King's Landing in season one.
So many great lines. It's like, what are you doing? Practicing ways to die.
Yeah, practicing ways to die, and then she's like, "I was taught by the best swordsman in Braavos." And he's and like was, and she's like, "Yeah, he's dead." And he's like, "Wasn't the best sword then?" And then she's just like, "He was killed by Meryn Trant." He was like, "You're the best swordsman in Braavos was killed by Meryn fucking Trant."
And then she's like, "He didn't have a sword." He's like, "The best swordsman didn't have a sword."
That makes no sense.
I mean, so just to give it as an example, he lets her
Stab
attack
him.
him. She stabs him in the torso, but he's got armor on, so he just knocks her to the ground.
And
And he's
slaps
like,
her.
you know, Meryn Trant won that fight because he had armor and a big sword. Amen, brother. A lot to be said for armor and a big sword.
All
So
right.
that's that part of the road. There is
Other
another
road.
part of
Podrick and Brienne are on the road. Podrick lights a oh, oh wait.
He
There's
doesn't know
stuff
how to ride
before
a
that.
horse.
He doesn't know how to ride a
It's
horse.
very sad.
It is very sad. And they're on their way to the wall because they assume that Sansa is going to go towards Jon because he's their her remaining family, even though I think they're under the impression that she's not going to go anywhere that's affiliated with King's Landing. And so going to Lysa makes no sense because of Littlefinger. And so
Yeah.
because they don't really understand the connection with Littlefinger
They
and
don't even talk
Sansa,
about this. But
they
yeah,
don't. I'm
there's
just
a lot of
I'm
weird.
inferring.
Yeah, right.
And I'm interpreting what I'm seeing. And so they think, all right, the wall's probably the best place to find Sansa.
Sure.
And so then Brienne also wants Podrick to leave because she doesn't need a squire, but he's just like, but that wouldn't make me a really good squire, would it? If you just like sent me away and I went.
But he's so sweet.
Later on, he's trying to cook a rabbit but leaves the fur on. He doesn't even skin it. And so, of course, it
Catches
just lights
fire.
on fire. And then he tells her that he killed a King's Guard at the Blackwater.
And she
And
suddenly has respect for him, like, oh, you killed somebody.
he does the one good thing he's good at and helps her remove her armor. And she allows him to this time,
Yeah.
which is nice.
And that's it for the roads.
I suppose we should do Marine next.
Yeah, mine's pretty short. So we've
Marine.
got Daria. This is basically initially all it is a meeting. So it's like a small council meeting for Daenerys. And Daario says, "Hey, I took the Marine Navy. There are 93 ships." And she's like, "Did I ask you to do that?" He's like,
I
"No,
mean,
nah,
it
I just felt
could be useful.
like it." And
Then
I heard you like ships.
they're figuring out if it's time to cross the narrow sea and
Because
go to
they've heard about
Westeros.
Joffrey's death.
Yeah, and the ma but then they find out that the masters took over Yunkai again, and Astapor was also taken over by a dictator. And so people have been enslaved again. Those who like stayed behind were enslaved again. And so she's like, well, I can't even rule over Slaver's Bay. What am I going to do in Westeros? Which is a valid point. You didn't
Right.
do anything.
But
And
she doesn't have any claim of right to
but
anything in
I
Joffrey's
think it's
Bay.
also a different situation where she's not trying to overthrow a system in Westeros. She's just
Correct.
trying to overthrow a person in Westeros
Yeah.
rather than it being like, okay, well, I'm freeing all of the people of Westeros and now I have to maintain that freedom.
Yeah, it's like they're already
It's a
free.
completely different situation.
Yeah, all
And so
right.
it, yeah, for the most part anyway,
Yeah.
like Jorah got sent away for dealing with slaves and all
Yeah.
that stuff in Westeros. And so it's not really a thing there for the most part. It seems weird that she's equating the two, but I do think it's valid for her to want to get practice at ruling, but it's so different. Like
Right.
if you want to rule over Essos, rule over fucking Essos.
Well,
Like I don't understand why you think that you have to go over to Westeros. I
but
don't.
she gives this speech like, "I will do what queens do. I will rule." And she goes and stares off of a balcony because she's Evita Peron or something. It's like,
Eva Peron.
it's like, "Don't cry for me, Marie."
That's
It's kind of epic. Sure. But
good.
that's all of Marine. So we've
Do you
got
want to go to the?
King's Landing, the Vale,
I think maybe King's
or
Landing.
yeah, because Craster's I want to do last.
Yeah, and then we'll do King's Landing, then the Vale, then Beyond the Wall. All
Okay.
right, Tommen, it gets crowned king, and the Cougar. also known as Marjorie, watches happily, but Cersei's still upset.
Oh, but Tommen only has eyes for her.
And it's very sweet.
At one point, Cersei like gets in the eye line, like no.
Cersei grills Marjorie about Joffrey, like and his how she knew what he was, a monster, and he would have been her worst fucking nightmare, which is true.
Yeah, but Marjorie she says the party line straight down the line, and Cersei takes away from that, he might be good for Tommen.
Yeah, she kind of has a respect for Marjorie now. Mm-hmm. And so Cersei asks, well, not entire respect. Like, Cersei doesn't have respect really for anybody except for her father. And sometimes even he gets on the line.
Yeah.
Anyway, Cersei asks Marjorie about being queen again and marrying Tommen. And Marjorie plays it really cool. She's like, oh, I haven't even thought about it, to be honest. But maybe I'll ask my dad. And then the weird family tree.
I'll ask my dad too.
Yeah, and then the weird family tree is brought up again about, like, I don't know whether or not to call, with all these weddings coming up, I don't know whether or not to call you sister or mother. It's like, and oh, Jesus.
Cersei's like gritting her teeth, like, I gotta do this. I know I've gotta do this. So, yeah, yeah,
very messed up
family tree. And then she has a conversation with her dad about how I've got to do this. Mm-hmm. So she goes and meets with Tywin, and she's like, look, I want Tommen to marry Marjorie. We need it. We can get it done in 2 weeks. It won't be any big deal. And
then I'll marry Loras in the next 2 weeks.
Right. And Tywin admits that they're out of money. The Lannisters as a family are out of money.
Yeah, their gold mines are shot, so they just don't have anything in the Westerlands.
Right, so they are dependent on the Tyrells. They don't want to be dependent on the Iron Bank, but they might have to be, and especially if the Tyrells don't come through, so they've got to really maintain that connection.
I also love his line about how he didn't like Robert. He used to pat me on the back a lot. Like, it's so funny.
The things that are offensive. But yeah, They talk about it. Cersei starts dropping hints about Tyrion being evil and bad. He's like, I'm a judge. I'm not allowed to talk to you about this. She's like, okay, well, that's fine. But you need to think about how Tyrion basically set the future of our family on fire and what he deserves for that. So
anyway, just because she doesn't want to talk, she can't talk to her dad about it, does not mean she can't talk to another judge, even though it shouldn't be allowed.
Right.
Cersei talks to Oberyn Martell about having children and how much she loves her daughter and how much she loved her firstborn son and how he's dead now and how they weren't able to protect the people they love. He couldn't protect Elia, his sister, from the mountain. And she couldn't save Joffrey from whoever killed him. It wasn't Tyrion, so it doesn't matter.
But they talk about Marcella as well. And he's like, look, we don't hurt little girls in Dorne. She's like, little girls are hurt everywhere.
Yeah, just because you're in Dorne, what?
Yeah, like shit happens everywhere.
I understand that you have a good outside, like
a better code, maybe.
I don't even know if it's that. I think he just has blinders on probably. And rose-colored glasses.
He's not around Dorne that much. He's off.
He's not around the right part, the wrong parts of Dorne, I suppose.
Well, he's in the whorehouses.
Well, he's in the whorehouses, but like, I don't know what he thinks that. Maybe he doesn't see whoring people out as bad. Like, I don't understand.
It's not like being a slave. Wait. No. Anyway, so like. So seriously, at the end, she's like, I've had these people building a boat for Marcella, tell her mommy loves her, blah, blah, blah. That kind of stuff.
Yep. So, all right, the Vale. Littlefinger and Sansa arrive at the Vale, and yeah. Littlefinger wants her to cover her hair because it's a telltale sign that she's a Stark, I guess, even though that's...
Well, I guess it's Catelyn not, had red hair, too.
So. She kind of did. It was more of a tint, but, I mean, it... Whatever.
Yeah, Sansa's hair actually seems quite bright in this episode.
Yeah, it's whatever. Very bright in this episode. It wasn't very, it was pretty muted in the other episodes, but there's a kind of a reason for that. She is now undercover as Littlefinger's niece, Elaine. I say undercover, she's just taking an alias.
And Littlefinger introduces her as his niece, Elaine.
The errands are as weird as ever.
Yeah.
Robin and Lysa are just so happy that Uncle Peter's home.
Mm-hmm.
And he has not been gone for long. No. He literally went away for what? Maybe a week at most? Yeah. Like, whatever. Lysa mm-hmm. knows who Sansa is, and she tells her to stay undercover and all that stuff.
Right.
Robin shows Sansa the moon door, and then she's just like, all right, show Sansa her room, use the back stairs, make sure that she's not seen by anybody.
Then Lysa is all over Littlefinger, and it is gross. So she's kissing him. She's like,
She's also
we've waited so long. We started screwing years ago.
jealous of his focus on Sansa and wants
Oh,
to
that
get
comes up
married.
later. That comes up later.
No,
Yeah.
it comes up in this conversation. She's like, oh, we've talked about her enough for one day. How about we talk about our wedding? I want to get married tonight. And
She's
then,
got the sept like outside the door, the
well,
septum.
no, there's more. This is very important, Mom. So they've already had sex, maybe, and then my dad brought up maybe he's Robin's dad. And I'm like, oh, I don't want to think about that. She also apparently was given the poison to kill Jon Arryn by Littlefinger and was
Yes.
instructed to do so by Littlefinger.
And
So
he,
she was the one who killed her
she also
husband.
started the whole war because by Littlefinger, she was told to send a letter to Catelyn saying the Lannisters did it.
And so this whole
So
fucking thing
is
was
Lysa
because of
Arryn
fucking Lysa Arryn
and
and Littlefinger.
Littlefinger. Yep.
Those bitches. Like,
Yes.
what? For what? For what? I'm so confused.
Confuse. Yeah,
I'm
confuse your
so.
enemies and your friends because Littlefinger's that motherfucker.
No, but I'm so confused about what Lysa gets out of this. A dead husband, but what else? I guess she
Well,
has
she
the
gets
veil.
to rule the Vale and just
No,
screw
no.
Littlefinger. That's
Well,
what she
the problem
wants.
is Littlefinger wasn't going to leave King's Landing. So it's been like at least a few years
Oh,
since
she
this has
doesn't know
happened.
that. I'm sure he promised all that shit years ago.
No, I'm sure he did, Mom.
And I'm sure he lied to her about, oh, I'm working on it. I've got to get permission. I've got to do this. And the whole time what he's doing is hedging his bets because he's hoping that Ned's going to end up dead and he'll get Catelyn. That's what he wanted.
Yeah, and we'll talk about that
Ugh,
later. Anyway, he
gross.
says they will marry that night, but she has already gotten the sept ready. He's literally outside the door, and she's like, "I'm going to scream so loud when we have sex tonight," and she does. And
And
Sansa hears
because
as
their
she's
bedroom,
trying to
I
go
guess,
to
is
sleep.
right above her bedroom. It's like,
It's so
ugh,
sad. Poor
gross.
Sansa.
Gross.
Later on, more lemon cakes because that's all Sansa is good for, lemon cakes. And that's her entire personality, liking lemon cakes. Like, what? Really? Like, I get it. Like,
Well,
you could.
it is symbolic to Liza, though.
Whatever. I just think that it's weird that that was a huge thing that's been harped on at least 3 to 4 times in
Well,
this
but she's
series.
eating now, and she's eating because she is no longer terrified.
Lysa, she's about to be. Lysa
Okay.
talks to Sansa about Littlefinger caring about her and wondering why. And she like grabs her hands and is squeezing them and all that
Well,
stuff. Lysa is
she's
still jealous.
if Sansa's pregnant by Littlefinger,
I know.
it's so awful.
Lysa's clearly still jealous of Catelyn and Littlefinger loving Catelyn because she's under the impression and under the correct impression that the only reason why he's helping Sansa is because she. First of all, kind of looks like Catelyn, and also is the daughter of Catelyn, the
Yeah.
person that he loves more than anybody in the world, even though she is dead now.
Yep.
I find it interesting we never saw his reaction to her death, but I don't really care.
Yeah.
And so then Lysa wants Sansa to marry Robin when everything's over. Like, I'm what? No.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Oh,
that's okay.
he can marry Robin and blah, blah, blah. And the whole time Sansa's like, she looks terrified. Can you imagine a future with like, oh,
Robin
you're
Aaron.
Robin Arryn, who is like Mr. I'm still breastfeeding at 10 years old? Because when they show up at the Eyrie, he's got his head on mommy's breasts. Like, oh,
As
gross.
always.
So gross. So freaking gross. And
Anyway, that's the
my
veil.
reaction was, ah, in all
Okay.
caps, with an
Anyway,
exclamation mark.
back at beyond the wall, the
Breast.
rapist is raping and
Ugh.
Locke is on lookout. And that was a lot of
Right.
alliteration I was not prepared for. He sneaks in Locke sneaks into the camp and finds Bran and Co. in a hut. And we find out Jojen is dehydrated. Mira wants to help him because of course she does.
Because Mira is a good
And
person.
Jojen tells Bran about his vision of the weirwood tree on a tree on a hill, which is where they're going to look for the three-eyed raven.
Right. So I want to point out that Jojen's ability as a seer is to only like basically see the future. And what he said is, this is not the end. This is not your end. This is what needs, part of our road to getting you to where we need to be. All of us are here to support you, Bran, going to this weirwood tree on a hill.
Yeah, literally just
Somewhere.
reiterating how important Bran is compared to everybody else. Oh yeah, and no one else is important but you. And then he talks about, yeah, he talks about the end and has a vision of his hand on fire, which is interesting.
Weird.
Then Locke returns to the Night's Watch people to report his findings, but tells them to stay away from the hut with Bran and co, saying that there are hounds inside and they don't want to alert their whereabouts. And so then we go over to Willem, who is planning to rape Meera
With his friends.
while
It's gonna
everyone
be a gang.
watches. And also, I'm so confused about why they're doing this the way they are. They like chain her up, like her hands above her head, and chain her up and tie her up and whatever.
So she
Like,
can't fight.
well, yeah, I get that, but like,
They're
how
standing
comfortable,
next.
yeah, how, com yeah, I was about to say, how comfortable was that?
Well, they also don't have to support her weight then.
Yeah, I suppose. Well, I mean, if you got her on the ground, I'm not gonna discuss
Anyway,
logistics. Anyway,
well, you
also, Jojen
started.
is not fighting for her the way that he
No, but
should.
he's horrified.
He, no, well, I get that, but
But
like,
he's
I
also
think
chained
that
up and he just had a seizure. So I kind of
he
understand
had a seizure
Jojen.
days ago. Anyway, I'm concerned because like Bran is like, hey, let go of her, blah blah blah. At least trying to say something. I obviously it's not gonna do much, but Jojen should at least fight for her a little bit
Then
more.
here's what happens. Like,
I know what happens, Mom. I'm just saying he should have fought for her in the
Willem,
moment.
well, but what he does is, so Willem, what he does is he says, look, if you leave my sister alone, I'll help you. I can see the future, all this stuff. And Willem's like, oh, have you seen what I'm going to do to your sister? Have you seen what my friends are going to do to your sister? And Jojen's like, I saw you die tonight. And you are going to be in a flame, in flame. Your body's going to be in flames. It's like,
And
and then,
then right when that happens, the Night's Watch attack.
yay.
Locke goes into the hut and talks to Bran. He's like, hey, you're Brandon Stark of Winterfell, right? And it's like, oh, that sounds like a loaded question. And so
Yeah.
Bran doesn't answer. And so, of course, he does what everybody else does, stab Bran in the leg and see if he
Sissy.
flinches.
Yeah.
And so like, my dad said, why do people want to cut him to see if he's actually Bran? And I think it genuinely
It's
is
not
to
a
see
DNA
if he's
test.
actually. To see if he's, it's just 23andMe. But no, it's just, I think it's just to see if he's actually crippled, and if he is, then
Yes.
he won't flinch or whatever. I don't
Right.
know if they know the extent of his injuries, but fine.
No, but yeah,
Anyway,
so, and Homer is upset and he's, rocking back and
no,
forth.
Bran walks into Hodor.
Late after, Homer's
No,
upset
no.
first. Homer is upset
He
first.
rocks back and forth when he wargs into Hodor as well. Anyway, Bran wargs into Hodor, and Hodor breaks free of his chains because he's a fucking giant.
Yay,
And
Hodor! I love this so much for Hodor. It's so great.
like while meanwhile, like Locke it has
It's trying
Bran
to.
over his shoulder and he's walking out into the snow, and Hodor comes in and he breaks his neck.
Yeah, he grabs Locke, puts him up against the building, breaks his neck. Like, you can see like
He's not up
nail
against a
marks.
building.
I thought he
They're in the
was.
woods.
I thought he was up against something. But yeah, he
Maybe a
basically
tree.
almost rips his head off. He killed, and I'm just thinking, this is what I think of as Justice Daenerys. And so.
Bran tells Hodor to free the reeds. Bran then sees Jon fighting and has a chance to see him again. But
And so
Jojen says
but he yells to John a couple of
he
times.
does, and Jon's in the middle of fighting,
Right,
Mom.
right.
Anyway,
John doesn't hear him, but it's not a question of whether Bran wants to. Whereas before there was a question whether Bran wanted to have contact with John. Now it's clear that he does.
no, I think he wanted to before. He saw John and was like, oh, look, hey, Rickon, I saw John. That'd be really cool. But John was away in a hurry. He's in one place right now. And so he does call for him a couple times, but obviously, like, he's not loud enough. And John's also fighting right now. He's in the middle of sword fighting people. And then, Jojen comes in and says, hey, he won't let you go and see this three-eyed raven. If you call to him and see him, he will try to convince you to come back with him. And that is not what we want, right? We want to go, and we want to go beyond the keep being beyond the wall and going to this tree, right? And so Bran says to free Summer and we'll j then just leave without talking to John at all,
Which
which pisses
sucks.
me off.
It
Fuck
sucks.
that
And it
shit.
sucks for
You
John
also,
too.
well, to be fair, it's not like he, I mean, he is a cripple. He can't do anything, but and to like stop John from like carrying him over his shoulder. But like, I'm saying John would respect your choice to a certain degree,
He'd talk to you about
but
it,
he would
yeah.
talk to you about it. but he also knows what's beyond the wall and has a better idea of what's lying ahead for you. Don't you want that insight? Like, what the,
Well, I
what?
think maybe this is an appropriate time for me to point out in the books, John has the ability to ward into ghost.
Oh.
It's not frequent. It doesn't come up frequently in the books, but there is a point where he's beyond the wall and he wards into ghost,
Okay.
which is kind of fascinating. Anyway, go ahead.
That's weird. All right.
But I'm just thinking, like, if they both had that power, maybe they would talk to each other about that kind of shit. If they
Should we
talked to each other,
go
which they don't. And they don't in the books either.
Okay.
Just saying.
Anyway, John fights Willem and kills him with a sword through the back of the head through the mouth, which is really
Yes.
cool and gross.
Yes, it was super
The
cool.
rapist is running in the woods and is killed by Ghost, but his
I
ghost
was
was set
so
free.
happy. I was so happy. Justice for Ghost.
And then, well, Ghost is fine.
Ghost
But
was being tortured by him.
yeah, that's true. Yeah, justice for
Justice for
Ghost.
Ghost.
But yeah, I associate that with Ghost being dead. And I'm like, no. Then John and Ghost reunite, and it's so cute.
And he's like, "I missed you, boy." And Ghost is like,
Yeah. He's like, come here, boy. It's so
Ghost
cute.
is like,
Then
"Oh,
John
Ghost is
wants
best."
the girls, the daughters of Craster, daughter wives, sister wives, whatever wives, to go with them to Castle Black, but they want to burn Craster's Keep and find their own way in the world. And so, I mean, that still kind of means that you're going back through the wall and then you can find your own way. That's fine. Like, you can just be like, I don't want to go to Castle Black, but I will take going beyond, like, beyond the wall in the other direction. That's fine. Anyway, that's it.
Yep, that's it. That is the episode. What were your best parts?
The ghost of Sean Bean in the recap. Podrick, the Hound and Arya, Hodor, John, and Ghost.
I had different things. I should
Okay.
have put Hodor, didn't I? And I absolutely should put Hodor on here.
Yeah, Hodor is a fucking
Hodor, yeah,
badass in this
Hodor is a
episode.
badass. Ghost is like my number one thing because, of course, Ghost was right at the end. John Bran, I like in this. I do. I think he's trying to do the right thing. You see him being conflicted. I think the performance is pretty good, and he gets some like things to do. Oberyn, I love in this episode. Podrick, obviously. Brienne, Marjorie, I like in this episode.
Oh, I like Marjorie, yeah.
Hodor and Daria.
Okay.
What were your worst parts?
Lysa.
Oh,
Dear
yes.
Lord above, she's creepy. And
Yep.
also, stop. Like, just stop. She is
She's
a
horrible.
14-year-old girl,
She's
and you're
horrible.
asking her, hey, did this old man just like rape, like have
Are
sex
you a
with you?
virgin?
Are you
Are you really
pregnant?
a virgin?
Are you pregnant? And she's like, well,
Are you
no,
sure
I'm
you're
not.
a virgin?
No, I'm not pregnant, Tyrion, and I never did that. And then she's just like, no, I mean, did you and Peter? And it's like, what? No, gross. And also Littlefinger, lemon cakes, and Bran not talking to John and Locke and the rapist and Willem.
Yeah, I've got Locke, Willem the rapist. Liza is like all caps. She's just horrible. Littlefinger, I would also agree on the near miss. I hate
That I
that
hate
near miss.
the
It's
near
crazy.
misses. They piss me off. And this is the second one for Bran.
Oh God, it's
That's
awful.
strike two.
What's the three-eyed raven actually telling you? Think about this.
Yeah.
What was the grade you gave this episode?
B.
I gave it a B plus. And it's
Yeah.
mostly because I like that justice for some of these characters I really love. So
Sure,
I like
but life is a little too weird for it to be a B plus for me. All right, the
But we did,
log.
I liked also that we got to learn about hers and
That
Littlefinger's
we do
role.
get information. Maybe I will change to a B
I
plus.
think it's good.
I think it's a B plus, yeah.
Yeah.
All
So
right. So the episode six, The Loss of Gods and Men. The sections are King's Landing, Braavos, the Dreadfort, and Meereen.
Yeah, so King's Landing is last for sure.
Oh yeah. Let's do
Braavos
Braavos.
is in the credits. Braavos is kind of cool looking. It's kind of like what you think of
Like it has a
as.
coin slot credits thing. It's interesting.
Yeah, it's cool. So they've got this giant, like the
Piggy bank.
I'm not talking about the credits part. I'm talking about the giant statue.
Oh, the
The Colossus.
warrior?
It's like the Colossus of Rhodes. You know, the giant
Yeah.
statue that is over the entry to the harbor, and we see that right at the beginning. We've got Stannis and Davos going to Braavos,
staring intensely on a ship bound for Braavos to plead with the Iron Bank for a loan.
And the Iron Banker number one is
Mycroft Holmes from Sherlock. We love you.
We do.
Also is the creator of Sherlock.
Yes,
which
he's
is
a great writer.
So good.
He's terrific.
Watch Sherlock. You're going to see a lot of the same people in Sherlock.
Well, we also just love Sherlock.
Yeah, we just love Sherlock.
At some point, we'll do that. We'll see.
I would be down for that.
I would be down for that.
It could be a fun little in between. Then Mycroft makes them wait and then refuses their loan because the math isn't mathing. So they don't have any food to feed the 4,000 men that they have on the 32 ships that they own. Like, they don't have the money. They don't.
Right.
But then
Davos stands up, and Davos is like, look,
we'll pay you back, I swear.
Stannis is an honest man. Which, to be fair,
I mean, he's honest about being a creep.
Yeah, he is. And he's honest about how he uses blood magic for shit. So, you know.
I wouldn't say he's an honest man,
though. No. He does evil things. But what Davos's point is, if he says he's going to do something, he does it.
Yeah, even that's kind of true.
So, and I think they see the merit in that. So we then...
They give him a loan.
They give him a loan.
Davos runs into Salazar Sands, telling his classic pirate jokes to whores that already know the joke.
Mm-hmm.
And he enlists his help with the money they just got for a loan to get him, his men, and his ships.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, be ready in the morning. That's
Braavos. Because we're going to war again. Yay!
That's Braavos. Let's go to either Meereen or the Dreadfort. I think maybe Meereen.
Yeah, Meereen's pretty quick.
So a goat herd and his goats and son.
I've got Sound of Music running in my head right now. A lonely goat herd.
Yeah, and son are doing their thing when one of their goats is taken by Drogon and the rest are burned alive. And there are also too many titles for Daenerys already. Like, at the beginning of almost every meeting, Missandei. God damn it. Why did they name them so similar? Missandei. There's so many fucking names in the world. Why did they do that to me? Missandei does all of the titles. Breaker of Chains, Mother of Dragons, blah, 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 blah. Like, it's too much. It's already too much. There are more to come, which is awful, and I hate it. But anyway, the goat herd shows Dany his burnt goat and tells her about what her dragons did. He will be paid their value three times over, and I'm asked with what money.
Right. She seems so benevolent because she feels really good about, hey, I'm gonna pay for you.
Where is she getting this money? And also, is she like,
oh, she's getting it from the people she crucified. That's where it's coming from.
I suppose, but
no, that is 100% in the books where it's coming from.
Okay, great. Now I know.
Yeah, I killed you and I took your money. Yay.
The son of a former master approaches Daenerys about his father, who was against the crucifying of the children. And he asks, is it justice to answer one crime with another?
And she's like, it's not a crime if I do it.
Clearly, I'm immune. Fuck you.
I've got magic. I've got dragons. I can do
magic, aka walking into fire beam. Okay. That's your only fucking magic, Daenerys. Stop.
Oh, she's got dragons.
Stop acting like this is a party trick that you can do. It's not fucking Melisandre's magic. Like, it's not full blown. I can birth a shadow baby magic. It's not.
She can have a smoke, Stannis.
Whatever. And he wants to give his father a proper burial, and she allows him to bury his father. Tons of people, aka 212 people, have complaints that they want to talk to Daenerys about.
And she looks so upset. I'm like, this is what
you just
is,
took over
bitch.
A fucking city. Be glad not everybody in the entire population wants to talk to you about this.
Yeah, this is what ruling is, bitch. Get used to it.
All right, that's all of Meereen. Let's go to Dreadfort.
Yes.
Yara and the Ironborn.
I wanted to call this Moe Cailin. I just want to point out because you're always
I'm
like,
sorry I'm fucking wrong all the time, mom.
No, I didn't say I'm wrong all the time. I just
no you're this, just you keep pointing it out.
This storyline is one of the areas where there are like some blinders on.
I just don't know where they fucking are sometimes because we never really see an establishing shot, do we?
No.
Anyway, Yara and the Ironborn are reminded of the warning from Ramsay, who is now having sex with Miranda, Very
very
loudly.
loudly, so loudly he doesn't hear their raiding party enter the Dreadfort.
Anyway, the Ironborn sneak into the castle, find Theon, who is too scared and brainwashed to go with them. And he's in the kennels, by the way. He's not in the dungeons. He's in the kennels. And Ramsay comes in, shirtless and covered in blood and
oh, no,
scars.
He's got scratches on him from sex with Miranda. This is how Miranda has sex with him. And
clearly.
So,
and fights the Ironborn. And I gotta say, kind of badass. Like, he has, like, two swords in his hand, and he's, like, covered in scratches and blood, and he's like,
and during this, like, Yara's trying to
physically...
I'm sorry.
He's kind of giving the vibe of like, oh, never mind. I'm not gonna say that. Never
and
mind. Good.
So Yara's trying to get Theon to leave physically. Like, she's trying to physically drag him out, and he bites her, and she's finally like, "Fuck, I gotta go." And so they leave. And they're able to like fight their way out.
Well, he releases the hound.
Ramsay's gonna. He says he's gonna release the hound.
Well, he does
like,
release
the
hound. He doesn't just say he does it. And then forces Yara to retreat, and she says that Theon is dead, even though no. And Ramsay then the next morning gives Theon a bath as a reward for his loyalty.
Ick.
Theon has so many scars all over his body.
Some of them are in the ex of the Flayed Man.
Yeah.
Like, it's
yeah.
Ugh.
And then I have this one note. Ramsay asks Theon, "Do you love me, Reek?" And I asked, "What is this fiddler on the roof? Like, what the fuck is this?" That's a very niche fiddler on the roof reference.
That is a very niche. Yeah,
but
okay.
Ramsay asks Theon to pretend to be his old self to get Moat Cailin back from the Ironborn. So that's that. Let's go to King's Landing. Oberyn.
There's a lot of shit in King's Landing, so strap in, people. There's a lot going on in King's Landing.
Oberyn is brought to the small council meeting, preparing before the trial. The hound has been spotted in the Riverlands. Not Arya, though. Somehow they don't know what the fuck Arya looks like
it's
ever.
It's so funny because they know specific things about this encounter between the Lannister soldiers.
Not that he had a girl with him. Like, that's
right,
weird.
But they know what he said. He said, "Fuck the king."
Yeah.
You know, it's like... whatever.
Who reported back?
Yeah.
They were all dead.
I got nothing.
The
anyway,
I guess it's his little birds, aka maybe the whore or the innkeeper or something.
Or maybe
anyway.
Varys is protecting her. Maybe he heard about
it. That would be nice if that was true, but I highly doubt it.
I doubt it too.
They put a bounty on the hound's head. They also discussed Daenerys and her dragons because she has to be brought up at least once every season.
Well, but now Varys talks about the information that he has, and Oberyn's kind of like, "I've seen the Unsullied. They're pretty badass."
Yeah.
And Tom was like, "All right, we're gonna have to deal with her sometime, but you know, we just need more information."
Yeah.
So
then
afterwards,
Varys and sorry about our cat, by the way, it's around dinner time for him. Varys and Oberyn have a chat similar to a Varys and Littlefinger chat in the throne room, because they always have a chat in the throne room afterwards. It's like having a cigarette after sex. They always have to have. It's not. I was kidding. I was kidding.
Just saying.
Anyway, I don't know where that came from. I watched the Pink Panther recently, and there was a whole discussion about why people smoke afterwards. Anyway, the second one specifically, Shot in the Dark. Great movie. Peter Sellers is amazing. So then Oberyn talks about seeing Essos and living there for 5 years, and he knows that Varys is from Lys because he can detect even a changed accent.
Right.
And
this is very My Fair Lady.
Yes.
Varys
is asexual because of what desire does to people, and it like distracts them from their goals in life, which is his goal is the throne.
Well, that's what he says. I don't think his goal is actually fine. It never has been. It is to get the
protecting
realm.
Protecting the realm, whatever. But he looks at the throne.
He does.
So I'm just like, what the fuck?
Yeah. So then we can see that Jaime is there to escort Tyrion to his trial. And so Tyrion is chained into a box. It's like basically almost like a witness stand to like
it is a witness.
Well, it is, but he's not actually being called as a witness. He's not allowed to speak very much without, especially not without permission.
Whatever.
He doesn't get to cross-examine the witnesses. The witnesses just can say
there is no defense for him. There's only prosecution.
Apparently,
which
that's
is
how they
not
do.
How that's supposed to work.
No,
but
that's how they do it in Westeros under the Lannisters, folks. So.
He was also allowed to call witnesses, but apparently he didn't. So whatever.
There's a lot of fucking up going on here. But
Tyrion denies killing Joffrey. Then we see a various witnesses in a montage type thing. Meryn Trant talks about how Tyrion threatened Joffrey after the mob beating thing, and then after beating Sansa, how he threatened both Meryn Trant and Joffrey, calling him an idiot. And
Well,
then
and Tyrion
Tyrion's
just had.
like, context, actually, you were beating Sansa Stark,
And
like,
Tyrion
and
offered
tearing her
clothes.
clothes. I
Yes.
think that that was valid. And
Well, and you can see that Jamie's kind of like, wait a minute, because of course Jamie was not around.
all of
Right,
this.
so he's like, what context matters to me? Why is this like not a thing? And you know, all in all of this time, I was basically like, shut up, Tyrion. You don't get to talk now.
Then we go to Pycelle, who talks about how he used to have more poison in his stores, but accuses Tyrion of pillaging it after he was imprisoned.
Right. And during this, and it's interesting, they keep cutting to Margaery because Margaery obviously knows
Yeah.
what actually happened at this point, and she's not saying shit.
Well, of course not.
She's awful. I mean, we keep acting like we like Margaery, are you dumb?
I mean, I like
But
Marjorie's
I'm
tactics. I don't like that she's.
lying, letting other people, you know, get convicted for her. No, it's not
Listen,
okay.
it wasn't even like her doing it. So she
Yeah,
didn't
but.
kill Joffrey. If she killed Joffrey, I'd be like, oh, that bitch. But, well, I would celebrate her. And then I would be like, oh, that bitch.
Well,
But
and that we're gonna get
it's
to
Olenna.
celebration.
It's the fact that Olenna told her. And then she's like, oh, God. She didn't know how it happened. So I don't think that her testimony has much to do with it. But she also wouldn't rat out her grandmother.
No,
Either
that's
way,
true. So
she's
anyway.
not a snitch, mother. You should respect
But
that.
yeah, Pycelle just like volunteers crazy shit, like,
Well, he
oh.
also shows the poison necklace found with Dantos's body, and that was on Sansa during the wedding. And so that is valid evidence that Sansa had something to do with it. But Tyrion, and since Tyrion is married to her, there is a chance that he had something to do with it. That was actually valid evidence.
Of the necklace
Yeah.
independently, sure, but not, you know, whatever. And
Anyway,
so, and she fled.
Cersei talks about the ashes in your mouth line and lies about Joffrey wanting to stay in the Battle of the
That's such a
Blackwater, which is
lie.
absolute bullshit.
And
She was the one who called him
right,
back.
so Tyrion's like sitting there rolling his eyes, like, oh my God, these people are just lying.
And Mace Tyrell, being the oaf he is just like, we are so grateful for your strength. And I'm like,
Yeah.
fuck you.
Yeah. So.
Then Varys
Well, but the emperor was interesting here, and throughout this trial, the only person asking interesting questions
It's
is
Oberyn,
Oberyn
because
because
he's the
he,
only objective
right, he
person.
asks because the ashes in your mouth thing is like, you know, clearly in retaliation for something.
Yeah,
It's
exactly.
like,
It's
hey,
just like
what was going on there? It's like, oh, I knew he was bringing
the
her.
debt is paid. And it's like, hey, what debt? He's asking actually hard-hitting questions.
But
And then
she's
she's like,
not
oh,
answering
well, there
them.
he had whores in the Tower of the Hand, and so I was telling him to do that elsewhere. That is not what fucking happened. You were threatening the whore that he kept
That
with
you thought,
him
yeah, but you
and
thought had
tortured
whores and
her.
tortured
That
her.
is completely different.
Right.
Anyway, we don't hurt good girls in Dorne. Anyway,
Well,
Varys
which,
then
you know,
recounts.
obviously the whole context was there. I think, oh, and I think Oberyn knew anyway, but Oberyn
I think
would
he knew
have,
that Tyrion didn't do it.
yeah, I think he did too.
Varys then recounts Tyrion threatening Joffrey after Rob's death. Like, the kings are dying like flies around here.
Oh,
But
God.
then again, he's also kind of like, well, he had just recently been married to Sansa, so maybe he had more sympathy for the Northern cause. And so that makes him look even worse.
Tyrion asks him is idiotic. It's like, what? I mean,
I thought
you
you said that history should remember me, even though it
for
won't.
yeah, history should remember me for saving King's Landing. He's like, no one gives a fuck about that right now.
And he's like, do you remember that? And he's like, yeah, I remember it. That's not a really good
Yeah,
question.
and because we're all thinking
That's your
that.
question. Do I remember it? Yes, I
Yeah,
remember
because
it.
he's
Did
one
I
of
mean it is what you want to know.
right. Did you mean that? Why?
Did I
So you wanted
actually?
two questions and you, yeah,
You
whatever.
asked the wrong question, dude. They adjourned for a little while, and Jaime talks to Tywin about the Mad Kings and saving Tywin's life. He doesn't want him to kill Tyrion, and so Jaime reminds him of the lack of legacy if Tyrion dies, since he's still in the Kingsguard. He says he will leave the Kingsguard if Tyrion lives, and Tywin says once Tyrion pleads for mercy, he will allow him to go to the Night's Watch, and Jaime will leave the Kingsguard and take his rightful place at Casterly Rock as the Lord.
You can tell that Tywin had this his plan all
Yeah,
along.
he was immediately like, yeah, That sounds good to me.
Done. Let's
That's
do it.
That's what I wanted to do anyway.
So Jamie comes back into the courtroom as everyone's reassembling. He tells Tyrion, this is what needs to happen. And Tyrion looks like he's going to go along with it. He has like a
he's
level of
hopeful
optimism.
He's that hopeful, at least maybe he'll like
but he,
live.
But he's also, you can tell he's got a little of the skepticism. Like, look, people were promised shit before.
No, Ned was promised shit before.
Right.
And then
and he's Jamie's like, oh, Dad's like, not like Joffrey.
And then Tyrion's like, are you sure? And then maybe it ran in the family. We don't know. Then Shay is called to the stand and lied
Shay
about
is a whore. And
I'm a whore.
Proof, apparently, that she is a whore.
Shay is called to the stand and lies about Sansa and Tyrion plotting against Joffrey. I also put in my notes, I hate her voice. It sounds like AI. You know what I mean? Like, it just sounds so weird.
It's
not necessarily
weird,
even robotic. It's just, I don't like her voice.
I know you. That's your hang up. That's not my hang up. My hang up is that she has no conscience at all.
Absolutely
and
none.
Apparently, always has had no conscience. And
did
know,
she ever love him? Before. Probably not.
But you know, you get the sense. I mean, I empathize with her when I thought she. Oh well, whatever. I'm mm-mm. stupid, mm-mm. and obviously Tyrion was too. So,
I don't even care.
And it's clear to me at this point. Something that's going to come
even
up later.
Before I watched this episode, I was like, Shay's a bitch and I don't like her.
Right. No, I don't. Okay.
And then
fine.
She, of course, utters her most famous line, I am a whore.
Right. Because Tyrion's like, don't do this. Don't do this. She's like, I'm a whore. This is
what I said, no shit.
Yeah.
And then
he's getting sold out by another whore in his life, which is
yeah.
very, very sad.
Then there's this whole
there's something
thing
about Tywin and Shay that comes to mind in this, and that will come up later.
Mom, don't give it away. What else could there be, Mom? Anyway, Tyrion is like under his breath is like, I wish to confess. He's trying to will himself to say it. He says it out loud, and Tywin's like, hey, you wish to confess? Okay, great. And then Tyrion's like, I'm guilty. Is that what you want to hear? And then Tywin's like, did you kill Joffrey? And he's like, oh, I'm not guilty of that. I'm guilty of a far worse crime, being a dwarf. And then he's just like, that's not what you're on trial for. And he's like, no, I've been on trial for that my entire life. You've hated me. And right. I have been on trial for that my entire
this
life.
Performance though.
It's fabulous.
Just, it's not just the words. It is the
way he says them.
Yeah, it's the weather, the weight he gives them. It is the look
his
on
anger.
His face, his anger, and how it morphs.
He's seething with rage.
Right, but it goes from
joking
a little bit, which has been the persona he's put on for a very long time, to just seething with rage, and then just unbridled anger and
fury.
It is
and
amazing.
Tyrion says he wishes to confess that he didn't kill Joffrey, but he wished that he had. He wishes that he had poison for the whole lot of the people who are watching this trial. And he would gladly give his life for the chance to watch them all swallow it.
Right, and he's like, but I'm not going to die for killing Joffrey.
I will get no justice here.
So
I demand a trial by combat. Yeah. And then the reigns of Castamere come in, and everyone's reaction is like, oh,
fuck.
Damn it.
And again, this is Tyrion. And it was part of Cersei's line is like, Tyrion setting the whole family's future on fire. This is it for sure. Like, there had been a plan, right? You can go to the wall, all that stuff. And he's like, I'm not doing this. I'm not going to sit here and take this screwing over by my father, with another whore again. I'm not doing it.
Never again.
It's not going to happen again.
And so that's the end of the episode.
Best part.
The makeup department. Let me just say, and I know I don't say it enough.
Yeah.
The people who did the scars on Theon and all of the blood and scratches on
Ramsay,
and just in general, all of their makeup is insane. I wanted to give them a shout out on this
episode.
I'm glad
you did, because
I was so impressed.
Yeah, it
especially since he has to get into a bath and they have to make sure some of it's still kind of waterproof. It's so impressive.
Yeah.
Jamie for trying to plead for Tyrion's life because nobody else will. Tyrion's speech is fantastic. It's one of my favorite moments for Tyrion.
This
say
whole
favorite
episode,
moments.
He's amazing.
He's amazing. Oberyn and Peter Dinklage. The Oberyn for asking the right questions and being like, okay, he's actually trying to be a little investigator, trying to figure out what actually happened while everybody else is just lying through their teeth. Which I find interesting that some of the people from their perspective, like Meryn Trant, that is just his experience with Tyrion, and he does hate him, but it's what he has heard and is what he has experienced from him, and so he's just like, I'm just actually just telling you what I see. He's still an awful person, I hate him, but at least he's telling the truth. Cersei, on the other hand, and Shay are lying little bitches.
Maester Pycelle is a
And
lying bitch.
Maester
And
Pycelle.
Varys isn't telling everything he knows. So,
Well,
you
Varys
know.
isn't telling it. Well, I don't know what Varys knows. That's
That's
the
right. We
thing.
all don't know what Varys knows, but you
So
know he
it's
knows more than he's saying.
Varys doesn't think that Tyrion did it, but yeah, I
Right.
think he knows he didn't do it. But like, I don't know if he actually knows he did. So I don't think that him saying, "Hey, I don't think he did it," really would help him all that much.
Yeah, maybe
Also, he's
it'll
being
work to
paid
tell
by
me
the
it was
people
somebody
telling him to
else.
say that he
Yeah, there
did
you
it.
go. And that's what it comes
And
down
also,
to.
just Peter Dinklage. We
Yeah.
don't deserve him. He's
No.
fantastic in this episode.
He is. So best part for me is Tyrion, all caps underlined, all the things. Jamie. Davos is great in this episode. I love Mycroft just because he's there.
Oh
Yara is great in this episode.
yeah, Yara. I'll give Yara a shout out.
Ramsay is both the best part and a worst part
I
of
would
the
also
scene.
say so because Ramsay's so fucking badass in that moment. Like,
He
I
is.
hate
He
the guy.
is.
I do, but I have to give him his
This
flowers. He's so cool.
actor is amazing. And over him because he's great
Yeah.
in this episode. What were your worst parts?
Shay,
Oh
dear
yeah.
Lord, just go to Pentos for God's sake. Just leave us alone.
But
When
no.
Sophie told, when Sophie asked that, when she was actually like getting on like the, I almost said plane, on the
Boat.
boat to bound for Pentos, she's like, she's gone, and I'm like, asterisk. There's a moment. Then Ramsay also for being a creep. Too many titles for Daenerys. And the lying at the trial. I think that, and also under the too many titles for Daenerys, I don't think she deserves those titles.
Yeah.
She, no, I don't, no, absolutely not. Anyway.
So yeah, my worst part, obviously, Shay is all caps underlined, god awful. Theon, I hate that he's this beaten down, but I whatever. But the performance is really kind of amazing. Ramsay is, but like I said, best part and worst part. Daenerys, because I'm fucking sick of Daenerys. I'm sick of her, like,
I'm sick of her
this the I'm
bullshit.
gonna rule. Oh wait, I don't want to do
It's
that either.
hard.
It's hard. Why?
Well, it is hard, but
Well,
like.
right. Well, like, duh. Tywin, because he's just a dick and a
Oh,
manipulative
yeah, Tywin. Yeah.
asshole.
I'll add Tywin.
And the lying, I agree with you. What grade did you give this?
A minus.
Yeah, I had it as an A just because it
No.
ends like so
It
well.
ends so strong,
It
but you
does.
are fooling yourself.
It's
It's
no,
an
it's an A
A.
minus. You're right.
It's
I
an
mean,
A
and
minus.
at the same time, it's kind of like there is a lot of really good stuff in this
Oh,
episode.
sure.
So yeah. Again, you know, this is one of those seasons that there's a lot that goes on that you had forgotten. And
Oh, I
it's moving
remember this
along a
part.
lot more. I remember this too, but it moves more quickly than I remember it
It is
moving.
moving more quickly. I did
So,
mention that while we were watching.
yeah, so I'm kind of excited to see where we're going because I think I've forgotten.
I
So,
know where we're going now that I know
yeah.
what like timeline we're on. I'm like, okay, I know what's going to
Well,
happen,
I know
but
some of what's going to happen for damn sure. But yeah, so that it, this is an interesting season and one that we hope that you're going to come along with us, join us, and cheers.
Cheers.